Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
He's too cocky. He's got too much confidence. He's too convicted. He's the number one high school football podcaster in America. He's the number one scout in the country. Coast to coast. Gold State to the Sunshine State. Giving it to you raw and uncut like the meat at the liquor store on the corner. KM to GM. Nobody does it better. Buckle up, folks. It's time for the truth. Let's fucking go.
I introduce my guy here from the same state, from the same place as your boy Coach Keith. Want to introduce Mr. Michigan, California Fresno, own Xavier Worthy. Commits to the University of Michigan today, just recently, about an hour ago, to the 2 o'clock, X. How you feeling about your commitment right now?
I'm feeling good. I feel like that's just a place for me, a place where I'm going to build at.
No doubt about it. So, you know, first things off the bat, Xavier, is everyone wants to know, why Michigan? What was it about Michigan that made you want to say, I want to be a Wolverine?
My relationship with Giles, of course, everybody knows about that. But how the coaches just kept pursuing me, how they just kept showing me that they really wanted me as a player and how they're going to build an offense around how I play and my play style and how they do all the reverses and stuff. It just felt like they just wanted me just for me. They didn't want me just to be another player on their team, on their roster.
Yeah, no question about it, man. So let's go back. Let's start back at the beginning. You're from Fresno. Did you grow up there? And if you did grow up there, what was that like for you?
I grew up in Fresno. It was pretty good. I played for a good Pop Warner team. I just played. It was not like really that good side of town, but the side I played on. So like, I basically like grew up from like just like a lot of like gang violence and stuff like that. So it was just like life changing and committed to the University of Michigan.
No question about it. So. Right now, everybody knows you're one of the fastest guys in the country. Michigan is talking about you might be the fastest receiver ever to come to the University of Michigan. Were you always this little fast guy who got the ball, ran straight to the sidelines and outrun everybody? Or how did that develop for you?
I was always the fastest on my team. So in sixth grade, how I got the name Flash, sixth grade, I had Flash cleats. I had Flash everything. I had Flash cleats, gloves, socks. So, and I was like always burning people. So after that year, everybody just started calling me Flash.
Where did you grow up playing Pop Warner ball? What was the team? What was the organization? Let's shout those guys. Who was your coach?
Edison. I started in fourth grade. I'm not just name all the coaches I played for. Coach Kenny, Coach Garnett, all them. It was just life changing.
No question. So did you always play wide receiver? Were you a running back? Were you a quarterback? And how did those skills help you?
Before high school, I played wide receiver for like, I want to say about 3 years, and I played quarterback. I always played quarterback.
Always played quarterback.
Yeah.
But they called you Flash. You were the guy that could go.
Yep, sir.
No doubt about it. So let's move on. You get to high school, and you make the state finals in 100 meters as a 10th grader. 10-5-5, 100 meters. What was your thought process at that point in time, knowing that you were only a sophomore? You were competing against the fastest guys and one of the fastest teams in America.
When I was little, I always just played with people like way older than me. So I was like, oh, this is just like back in the old days when I was little. So I was kind of used to it.
Okay, let's move along. You had a big junior season, around 30 yards per catch, right? Crazy numbers. Tell me what's one of your fondest moments of your junior year. What sticks out to you from your junior year?
Just having the chance to play with all the seniors that left. Jeremiah Hunter, Rick, Quali, all those guys. Those are all my guys. Just coming to see them succeed next level.
No question about it. Now let's move along. Your recruitment, you were a fast riser. Once people found out about Xavier Worthy, everybody jumped on that speed and they wanted a piece of that speed. But you were mentioned, or the rumors were you were a huge Oregon link. It seems like Oregon was in the driver's seat to get your commitment. What happened?
Me and my mom just wanted to look into everything, make sure we're right, so we just pushed the commitment back. And then Oregon just, like, wasn't texting me like that after that. So we really just looked into everything else, and Michigan was just the best school for me after that.
You talked about Michigan's persistence recruiting you, and we know they have an outstanding recruiter, at least one of them, at least Josh Gaddis is a guy who's a dog of a recruiter ever since his days back at the University of Vanderbilt under James Franklin. Talk to me about the impact of Josh Gaddis, who's a former receiver himself, recruiting you to come play receiver at Michigan.
Gaddis, so he told me when I was at Oregon League, he was like, if you go to Oregon and you commit, I'm not going to stop. I'm just going to keep pursuing you. I want you as a player. I don't want you just to have the hype. I want you as a player. So he just showed you, like, really care, kept pursuing.
Persistence, definitely playing off there for Josh Gaddis. Let's talk a little bit about Gaddis and his background. Again, we talked about him being a receiver. He played in the NFL. He's coached guys at Vanderbilt. He coached Jordan Matthews. He's a longtime NFL player now. He coached the Biletnikoff winner and Jerry Jeudy. What do you think he can help you with, and how can he help you develop?
He can help me with everything. I feel like I'm not at my best yet. I feel like I have a lot ahead of me, so I feel like he'll just help me build on my craft.
There's no question about it. He does have a history of tutoring some really quality, really dynamic receivers, and I think you fit into that mold. He has a coin phrase, which I love, as a spread offensive coach and as a wide receivers coach, called speed and space. What does that mean to you?
That just shows that offense is for me, because I like getting the ball in space and just getting out there and be able to do what I do.
And when you get the ball in space, Xavier, what's your thought process? What's going through your mind once that ball touches those mitts and you turn into a runner?
Oh, I'm finna go get six. That's just my mindset every time I touch the ball.
As every great receiver believes. Let's move along. You talked a little bit about Giles Jackson. The 2019 commit to Michigan, who had a really good freshman year. As a returner, as a slot receiver, how important was Giles Jackson in the decision-making process for you?
So as soon as Michigan offered me, I started talking to Giles. So we just, like, built a relationship since then. We call every day, like text, call every day, crack jokes, not even talking about football like that. Tell me about, like, the I'm going to say make a year, stuff like that, like little stuff. But him trying to tell me to come in, it's like, do what you do, and then and they're coming to Michigan, so it all works out good.
Why do you think it was important for Giles Jackson to build that relationship with you?
To know, like, another person from Cali went out there and did that, that means that it's not that bad of a transition for me to go out there and do that.
Absolutely. Let's move along. Cali to Ann Arbor. Now, listen, there's a lot of different mantras across the country. There was Cali to Nebraska, or Cali, Nebraska years ago, right? There's the Cali flock from Cali to Oregon. Cali to Ann Arbor. Is that a thing right now amongst the recruits?
Yes, sir. We're going to start building that thing.
Right. If you look at the names over the past couple of years, you're talking about four-star, five-star players. Zach Charbonnet, who started the true freshman last year. Of course, Giles Jackson, the four-star wide receiver. Darion Green, Warren, a four-star defensive back from out of Harvard City Narbonne. Recently, Christian Dixon, out of Santa Ana, modern day, a four-star receiver. And now Xavier Worthy, who I think is a five-star prospect. Cali the Empire, what is the attraction to the University of Michigan for California recruits?
Just the way they care about their players and like how they talk to the players. It's not all about football. They just make it like more about you, what they want to do for you in the future.
Let's move along. University of Michigan has a storied history when it comes to the wide receiver position. They have some of the all-time greatest wide receivers who have ever played in the college games. Guys like Anthony Carter, guys like Desmond Howard, who won a Heisman Trophy, guys like Braylon Edwards. Do you see yourself being that type of player? Do you see yourself in any of those kind of legacy wide receivers?
I feel like seeing myself being the best receiver to come out of Michigan, period.
The best receiver to come out, that's a lofty goal and a huge expectation. But I wouldn't think anything of it for you. Xavier, you're a very confident young guy. Let's move along. Talk to me a little bit about your support system. You're there in Fresno. Talk to me about your parents. What have they meant to you during your upbringing in the game of football? How have they supported you in, around the game and your recruitment? And what does this decision feel like for them?
My mom, my uncle, my long-term coach in second grade, that's always been there for me and tell me, when you get to high school, you're going to do big things. Everybody told me, oh, you're going to go to league, you're going to go to college, this and that, this and that. And then got to high school and did all that. So, like, it was just big. My mom being a single mom, it was big for her, for me to free college, free education. Just want to make it big for her.
There's no question about it. The city of Fresno is one that often gets forgotten in the state of California. You got San Diego down south. You got Los Angeles, which is the big hub, right? You got San Jose and Santa Clara and Sacramento up north. Fresno oftentimes gets forgotten in the overall scheme of things in California. What do you think this decision and this process, this recruiting process, what do you think the impact is going to be for your community and in particular the young people in Fresno?
I feel like it opened everybody's eyes and showed that Fresno actually has some talent. So for the young guys, just keep working, keep doing your thing. They're going to see you eventually.
There's no question about it. We know Fresno has talent. A lot of guys come out of there year in and year out. I don't think they get enough credit for the type of athletes that they have in Fresno, but you are sure helping to put Fresno back on the map. Let's talk a little bit about your future. Right now, we're in a pandemic. Things are uncertain. What do you hope for your senior year? If you had your way, what do you hope for?
Just to break all the records. I was ready to break all the records and ready for all that.
All the records at your school? Are we talking section records? Are we talking state records? What are we talking about?
I'm talking about national records.
National records. Okay. You're talking astronomical numbers.
Yes, sir.
Okay. That's big time. Let's fast forward. You know, once you get to Michigan, what's your mindset when you step on campus and in that wide receiver room in Ann Arbor? What's your mindset?
I'm ready to work, ready to get better.
There's no question about it. In getting better, what are some things that you need to work on to become a complete wide receiver?
How to transition on my routes, how to come on my breaks faster, and all that. That's whatever they're ready to teach me, I'm ready to learn it.
There's no question about it. That wide receiver room is starting to get heavy with a lot of big-time players. In 5 years, Xavier, considering that you're going into your senior year of high school, 5 years, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
NFL draft.
And when we talk NFL draft, are you an undrafted free agent? Are you a fifth-round pick? What are we talking about?
First round.
First round pick.
Sir.
There's no doubt about it. People always talk about Xavier Worthy's speed. When you get your chance to go to the NFL Combine in 3, 4, 5 years, what do you expect to run?
I expect to break the record.
I believe the record is 4.22?
Yes, sir.
4.22 by John Ross?
Yep.
So you're going under 4.22 electronic?
Yes, sir.
I like it. Spoken like a true wide receiver. Xavier, I don't want to hold you. I want to wrap this up. If there's anybody that you would like to shout out, anybody you want to say thank you to, who along this process has been there for you, has supported you, and have given you the time, love, and respect that you needed to make the biggest decision in your life. I want to give you this time right now to shout out some people that are close to you, that are near and dear to your heart.
Oh, yeah, my cousin Chris, Coach Russ, my cousin Biggs, mom, uncle, so all my family, all my cousins, they just been there for me since day one, told me I could do it. Now I'm here.
Anything you want to say to University of Michigan faithful, Go Blue Nation? I know they're watching. I know they're excited. They probably got the fastest player in the country. Speed and space under the Josh Gattis system. What do you want to say to Big Blue Nation, or no, that's Kentucky. But what do you want to say to Go Blue Nation, the Michigan Wolverine? What do you want to say to those fans? What's your message to them as you've made your commitment just a little bit over an hour ago?
I'm ready to come with a natty for y'all. I'm ready for it all.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. 4-star Fresno Central East High School, Xavier Worthy, coming to bring a national championship to the University of Michigan. He'll be a first-round pick. Gonna break the combine record of 4-2-2 set by California's own John Ross from here in Long Beach. Xavier, I appreciate you for joining the show. Good luck to you. God bless you. Congratulations to you and your family on a big-time commitment to the University of Michigan.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
No question. Ladies and gentlemen, Xavier Worthy, the new Wolverine.
It's time for our Sit and Sleep Sleeper of the Week. Really want to thank our guy, Larry Miller. He's allowing us to showcase unknown prospects that need to be brought to the spotlight. Larry is all about family and community, and his support is helping to change the lives of young players across the country. Each week, young men are getting scholarship offers after being featured on this show. So thank you, Larry. When we have business and a man that is really interested in the community, we need to show our support right back at him. Sit and Sleep is the only place that offers advanced sleep technology. Greg?
Body diagnostics. That's 5-star stuff. This is high quality stuff. Lay down on a mattress and within seconds, thousands of sensors can help you find the absolute right mattress for you.
Wow, within seconds?
Seconds.
Man, that's awesome. Yeah.
Sit and Sleep.
They'll beat anyone's advertised price or your mattress is free. Yeah. Appreciate you, Larry Miller.
Thank you, Larry.